welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zunkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you are looking to massively uplevel your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Sovereign Money, my money manifestation program, is officially enrolling. If you've been wanting to master the art of manifesting money in a way that feels lighter, more enjoyable, more feminine, and dare I say, pleasurable, look no further because Sovereign Money is just about that. This program is designed to help you completely rewire archaic money beliefs, reclaim your birthright to wealth, completely regulate your nervous system around money, expand your capacity to receive more money than you've ever received before, and manifest money on your command. Doors are already closing soon because the enrollment period is so short. So get inside of Sovereign Money right now by heading to manifestationbabe.com/SM. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/SM. S as in sovereign, M as in money. Enrollment closes on Friday, May 24th at midnight. Hello, beautiful souls. It is Catherine from manifestationbabe.com, and I am back to record another podcast here before I get on the flight to Seattle because it is Thanksgiving week. I'm super excited. I hope all of you who are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday have the most amazing time with your family and also really take the time to reflect what you are grateful for because that's what Thanksgiving's all about, right? So this week, I wanted to record a podcast around something that is super fresh in my mind. And I've actually been sharing what I'm about to record in this podcast with everybody that I know that I've talked to ever since about last Friday when my launch finally closed. And everyone's been telling me, like, Catherine, this is such a great example of, you know, not allowing expectations to get in the way, staying grateful, celebrating. This is a really great example of what to do when what you are intending to manifest doesn't quite work out and what it means about you and, you know, how we attach meanings to failures or meanings to successes. And I've helped coach actually a couple of my clients this week because of the insights that I received from my last launch, which just finished last Friday. And it was like the greatest launch I've ever had. And you're not even gonna like it doesn't even make sense for me to call it the greatest launch I ever had because technically it was a complete flop. So that's what the name of the podcast is today. And I want to talk about my launch that I just had for Manifestation Babe Academy. It is the end of the year. This is the final launch of 2018. And if you've been listening to my podcast or following me, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're interested in hearing more about Manifestation Babe as a business and what I do as a business owner, how I've built my online business, this podcast will be even more interesting for you. And if you've been following me for a little bit, you will remember that I have been manifesting a $1 million launch all year long. And it's so funny because all of my clients that have come to me this year are also people in the online space who have ever put out a product or a service or have a course. And they've all been setting these launch goals. And if you're someone who has a launch type business where you're putting out a product or putting out a course or some sort of program or group program or coaching service or whatever it is, like you're putting something together and you're opening the cart and then closing the cart, that would be considered a launch. And I've had so many clients that have come to me this year with the most ridiculous launch goals. And I have literally coached so many people through what it means when you get more attached to your expectations of your outcome rather than the appreciation of the process itself. And it's so funny because this whole year, my business has exploded financially. And I'm so blessed to be able to say this. And it's been such an amazing journey of being able to impact a lot of people, because that's what it means, right? Money is just a byproduct of you helping a lot of people. And the more people you help, the more financially fruitful your business or your career or your service or whatever you are doing is going to be. And it was so funny because my launch was technically completely flopped. Okay, so my last launch with Rich Babe Academy was a $500,000 launch, which was freaking exciting and incredible. My team, like, we all pooped our pants. Like, it was just like a really, really, really great, a great thing to celebrate. And this last week, it was so interesting because me and my entire team, we were like, okay, this is for sure going to be the $1 million launch. Like, this is 100%. We have so many people we want to help. You know, it's the end of the year. We're starting 2019 soon. Like, everybody needs this program. I want to help 1,000 people literally set up their mindsets to be in a place where they just freaking explode in 2019 and they become master manifestors and attract everything that they want in 2019, because 2019 is a year of alignment. It's the year of manifestation, and I can truly feel that. I don't know if you guys can feel that, but I've felt that. You know, 2018's been a little emotionally rocky for me, and 2019 just looks so freaking bright. And I feel that for so many people. And so we had this expectation of a $1 million goal, and guess what happened? It completely flopped. Like, in terms of numbers, we hit just 15% of our goal, which is worse than our previous three launches. And the old me would have been gutted today. Like, the old me would have woken up this entire week and shrink and cry and feel like a failure and create a story, right? Because we always attach these meanings to these events that happen in our life, and it just creates a story that isn't necessarily even the truth, right? Like, I would have created a story around, you know, people don't want my product. My product isn't good enough. I'm not good enough. For some reason, you know, everyone's going to everyone else but me. I'm a failure as a leader. I'm a failure as a business owner. Oh my God, my business is shrinking. Holy crap. What if this is the end of the growth? What if this is the end of everything? What if, you know, all of my successes in the past just shrink away, and this is it, right? And I have to put my business down. I gotta close it, gotta close the doors, gotta let go of my team. I mean, the thoughts that can go through our heads as entrepreneurs are kind of crazy. And we all create stories, you know, depending on whether we had a success or a failure. We always give those successes or failures some sort of meaning. And the meaning is never, almost never an empowering meaning when it comes to failure. And it's never a disempowering meaning when it comes to success. You know, we really, really, like, when we have a success, oftentimes, first of all, we don't celebrate it enough. We don't really anchor it in enough. And second of all, when we get too stuck in success, success is actually not a great teacher. When we get stuck and comfortable, not like stuck, that's a very negative term, but like when we get comfortable with success, oftentimes we forget, like, we think that that's the way that things are always going to be. And so whenever we have some sort of ebb, you know, there's ebbs and flows, whenever we have a dip or a down moment in which we need to learn a lesson from, we literally think it's the end of the world because we're so comfortable with success, right? And oftentimes it's in the moments of failure that we actually learn our biggest and best lessons. And it's actually in moments of failure, moments in ebbs or these downhill valleys, that we actually get our drive back. And we're like, shit, okay, like, I have a fire under my ass and let's freaking go. Like, I am actually excited to manifest even more epic things. I'm excited to show myself how this is actually going to, like, I'm going to create a success story out of this. And that was really my mentality when I was on my grandma's couch, you guys. Like, when I was on my grandma's couch, my mentality really was, the mindset that got me through that lowest moment is just thinking to myself and reminding myself that one day this is going to be my greatest success story. And actually, this launch, that's how I feel about it, is that I have learned such impactful lessons that are going to make every launch from this point forward even better and even bigger, and even more impactful. And the lessons that I learned really helped me just appreciate life and appreciate my business and appreciate my team, and just so many really great things came out of it. And it's in the moments of failure that you're like, wow, this is going to not only help me, but this is going to help people. Because it's in moments of these valleys that we pick up lessons that we can then share with other people, so that other people don't feel like they're alone, right? Because oftentimes on social media, what we end up doing is we end up looking at everyone else, and everyone else is succeeding, everyone else is living this amazing life, everyone else's businesses is taking off, and holy crap, she just bought a new car, and she just bought a new house, and he did this, and they just got married. And it's like, we think that everyone is just progressing, and going up, and it's all beautiful, growth is explosive, but they never really showcase the down moments in between. And I make it a mission to share with you my failures so that you can learn from them, but also see that I'm human and it's okay to be human. And the most successful people on this planet have had thousands upon thousands of failures. I don't know if you're familiar with the show, what's it called? Queer Eye. I've been watching Queer Eye so much lately on Netflix. It's like my show that I wind down to at night. And it's basically a show about these five gay guys. They call themselves the Fab Five. And they go and they make over straight guys. So one guy helps them learn to cook. The other guy gives them like a hairstyle makeover. One of them gives them like a wardrobe makeover. One of them makes over his house. And then another one teaches him. He's kind of like the life coach. And I love him. And in that show, the life coach, I remember he was coaching someone. I don't remember what episode, what season, but it really stuck out to me because he said, my mom said that success is not, or failure is actually not the opposite of success. It is part of success. So failure is part of success. You must fail your way to success. And if you think that you can avoid these moments, like the moment that I had last week where we were looking at our launch and being like, what the hell is happening? Like, what does this mean? Did we do something wrong? And it's like, no, we didn't do anything wrong. What happened was that we were supposed to manifest these lessons. We were supposed to manifest these lessons so that we can apply them to a future launch, and that we can share them with others so that you guys don't feel like you're alone, and you guys can also not repeat our mistakes with the mistakes that we've made, okay? So why this was my favorite launch ever, okay? Number one, something I was talking about with some of my friends over this weekend is celebration and really celebrating every up and down in life and really celebrating not just your successes in life, but the lessons that you receive in life too. Because these are both gifts, right? There's a gift within anything. When you have a success and you have a successful launch and you close on a client or you close on a sale or you launch something or you get recognized or you win an award or you just get off a stage from a brilliant speaking engagement that you just delivered, like, those are successes and those are major, major gifts, right? That's something that you have to be proud of, because when you're proud of your successes and when you really celebrate them, no matter how big or small they are, that really anchors it in. And when it anchors it in, you hold yourself at that vibration and you actually remind your cells, your neurons, your molecules, everything within your body, like, this is what success feels like. So please remember it. And you then put out a vibration of success out there into the universe. And what does the universe do? It magnifies it and brings it right back. So very easy way to attract more success. Now, the thing is that a lot of people anchor in failure much more often than they anchor in successes. And so when they have a failure, and it's not even a failure, right? A failure is just something that didn't go your way so that I could teach you a lesson. That's all that it means. And that is a gift from the universe too, because, you know, first of all, you're learning a lesson. And second of all, by you appreciating the lesson, you send out a vibration of thank you out to the universe. And in return, you actually attract a lot more good things that come out of that lesson. And a lot of people will actually anchor in their failures more than their lessons. And so they'll actually remind their bodies, and they'll remind their cells, and they'll remind their neurons, and they'll send a vibration of failure, of constant disappointment out into the universe. And so, of course, by law of attraction, they will manifest, they will bring into their realities, they will attract into their realities more failures in the future. And this happens at an unconscious level. And as someone who has learned this the hard way myself, I make sure to always ask myself, when something isn't going my way, I actually open up my journal. It was around Wednesday when the numbers were just so low. We were just like, what is going on? You know, like, we know that this program sold 500 spots in June, and now we're only at like 30. Like, what is going on? And so I knew it wasn't anything with the program. I knew it wasn't anything with, It wasn't anything with how I was promoting it, because everything that I did in June, I pretty much did the same or better. And so I knew it succeeded before. It's got to succeed again. But then I asked myself, like, what is this trying to teach me? And I remember writing down 10 lessons, you know, just within that moment, within that day, within that vibration of what lessons I was learning from this launch. And immediately I started to feel so much better, because I knew that there was a purpose to this happening. And it was actually when I started to acknowledge the lessons and be grateful for the lessons that I actually attracted a lot more students. And it was actually after Wednesday. We ended up still succeeding, you guys. We ended up still having about a 160K to 170K launch. And I'll share with you why. You know, something really good, what else came out of this launch, but it was still a success, right? And it's funny, because that success didn't really start to flow until I acknowledged the lessons. I said, thank you for these lessons. And the moment you acknowledge a lesson to the universe, or you say thank you for a lesson, or you realize, okay, this is what I got to work on, typically what the universe does is it acknowledges, like, okay, she got the lesson, so we don't have to keep teaching it to her. Because a lot of people ignore their lessons, or they don't learn them, they're not aware of them, and that's why they keep attracting more and more and more of those perceived negative situations or perceived negative circumstances or events, is because the universe is actually trying to deliver us that lesson again. But again, we don't acknowledge it, and so of course, it's like it becomes a pattern until we finally break the pattern by acknowledging what the pattern is. Number two lesson that I learned that made this my favorite launch ever was the fact that we really attracted ideal students, okay? And what I mean by ideal students, you guys, isn't like some people deserve to learn this information more than others. It's more about people who are ready for that commitment, because my higher level courses are priced at a level in which you got to be committed. It's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your energy. It's an investment in your vibration. It's an investment in your education. And it's intended to light a fire under your ass, right? And it is, you know, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to work a lot. There's a lot of inner work to do. There's a lot of radical responsibility to take. And I really like to challenge my students, because it's like, all right, if you pay the fee to get into the course, if you pay the tuition, and you get in, I'm not going to waste your time, right? I'm going to give you everything that you need to be successful, because you know, I can't see doing business any other way. I can't see myself as a teacher any other way. If you invest in me, if you invest in yourself, and I give you everything that you need to be successful, that just makes sense, right? And so by ideal students, what I mean is people who are ready for that, because not everyone's ready for radical responsibility. Not everyone is ready to do the work. Not everyone is ready to address their fears and really step outside their comfort zone. And not a lot of people are ready on a, you know, to make a financial commitment like that. And in the case of this launch, we actually closed 90% pay in full students, which is crazy. Amazing. Because in previous launches, what ends up happening is about, I would say, 40 to 50% of my students come in and they pay in full, which means that they close their balance and they take advantage of the discount that they get for just paying off their balance right away before getting into the course. But of course, I understand that not everyone just has $1,000 or $2,000 lying around. And so we always offer some sort of payment plan. And in the past, what I've noticed is I have attracted a lot of people who just weren't ideal students in the sense that they weren't ready to take radical responsibility for their finances. And they were actually out of integrity with themselves and out of integrity with their finances. And so what ended up happening is that some people would literally flake out of their payment plans, and it would just cause them to be in a worse off situation than they were before they got into the course, even though the course is there to help them never have a situation like that ever again. They just weren't committed. They were just out of integrity because they weren't making their payments. They were hiding, they were avoiding, and basically they were taking the course, you know, whether or not that they actually did the course or not, they had access to the course, and for, you know, X amount of dollars. So let's say it was $190 per month payment spread over 12 months, which is in the case of Rich Babe that we had the payment plans before. And I've just noticed that a lot of my non-ideal students were being attracted to that. People who just wanted to get everything for nothing. And it's not like that was their intention, you guys. It's not like they sat there and be like, I want to get everything for nothing from Catherine. Or, you know, I just want to get everything, all of Catherine's knowledge for super duper cheap and not actually make that investment in myself and not actually give her energy back in exchange for the energy that she's providing me. But it seemed like on a subconscious level, that's what we ended up attracting. And having so many problems with receivables to where even though it's a $500,000 launch, you guys, we're only collecting upfront about $100,000. And then the rest is spread out over the 12 months or 6 months, just depending on the payment plan that they make. And we've noticed that like we were losing out on a lot of money and not actually fully collecting the money that we deserve, the money that my team deserves, the money that my business deserves, because we really put everything into the business. We put our hearts and our souls and we really invest and we're really here to help people. And I took radical responsibility myself and I asked myself, like, what are we doing to attract people who just completely disrespect our services or disrespect our courses, who are out of integrity? Where are we out of integrity, right? What are we disrespecting? What are we not valuing? And I noticed, like, holy crap, our payment plans are too low, right? It's way too easy for people who are attracted to getting everything for really, really cheap, who are not planning to be in integrity or not planning to make their payments. It's really easy because the access point is really easy. And so we decided to raise the bar and make the payment plan actually a little bit higher. And this is really difficult because I know that this excluded a lot more people. And it's not like we're trying to exclude people from getting the course. It's not like we're saying, no, sorry, not for you because you can't afford it, right? We're just trying to exclude people who are not ready for that kind of commitment. And we have services and we have products to fit everyone's needs. But for the higher level content, it's got to be a higher level energy exchange, because that's what money is. Money is just energy. And this is a lesson to go for you out there. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're in an online business, if you have services, or if you have products, like, always make sure you're charging what the product is truly worth and be in alignment with it. And the moment that you are not in alignment with it, you are actually out of integrity. And so you end up attracting people, or attracting students, or attracting clients who are out of integrity as well. And so I recognize, like, I'm not really collecting the money I deserve. I'm not really, this payment plan is out of integrity, right? We took responsibility. We're like, this is on us. It is time to raise the bar. And so what ended up happening is we created a higher payment plan. So it's like $333 a month, which is super duper still affordable, but it just raises the bar, right? You get a little more skin in the game. It lights a little bit bigger fire under your ass to make those payments. And that's actually the payment plan that I was on for Tony Robbins. It was about $350 a month. So more than reasonable. And it was so interesting because I got so many people reaching out and being like, please, 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 can you open up another payment plan? Like, I really, 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 really want to get in, but I just can't make the 333 payment. And my team, you know, wanting so bad to help people, at the same time, we had to set our boundaries. And we really learned to set those energetic boundaries in this launch, which ended up attracting people who respect those boundaries. And so what I've noticed is most of the students that came in were of higher caliber, in the sense that they were ready for that commitment. They were ready for that investment. The energy is so high in this round of MBA so far. You know, being in the group and introducing myself to the students and the students to me, and just seeing what they're all up to, it is just so much of a higher vibration. And I realized that by setting those boundaries, we're actually going to set the floor for future launches, in which we're actually going to attract even more of our ideal students. And this is just ideal to manifestation, babe, right? Every business has its dream ideal client. And in my case, my dream ideal client is someone who makes their payments, someone who intends on paying off the course, someone who actually will pay in full if that's something that they're able to do. You know, I mix and match between paying in full for things and spreading things over payment plans, because Brandon and I really value our cash flow in our business. This is something that we learned from Business Mastery and Tony Robbins. And so, for instance, like a platinum partnership investment for us, which is 85 grand a year times two, plus another 60 grand a year times two because of all the travel and all the extra events. Like, we did, instead of just taking out, you know, what is that amount? Like 85 plus 85 plus 60 plus 60, whatever that amount is, instead of just paying it in a lump sum and having that taken out of our account, we actually would rather spread it over the year so that we can also make other investments and always make sure that we have enough to pay our team, pay our expenses, be able to live and eat and breathe, right? And be able to still, like, live a normal life. And so sometimes there will be an investment which is around the 10K mark, and I'll be like, you know what, I'm just going to pay this in full right now, especially since so many people have, like, pay in full bonuses. So it's not a matter of, you know, pay in full is better than payment plan, or payment plan is better than pay in full. It's just a matter of, you know, people's preferences and your preferences. And, you know, I'm in alignment with having a payment plan, but it cannot be so low and so accessible that it attracts the wrong people, if that makes sense. I hope I'm making sense. And so for future rounds, my team and I sat down and realized, like, holy crap, we are setting an energetic foundation. We are setting the energetic bar for what we're going to attract with future launches. And here's the thing, you guys, that sometimes there's a lag in the universe. There's a lag between you getting really clear on what you want and the universe delivering it to you. And that lag is just the reorganization process and the rearrangement process. In order for you to attract something new, you must first make space for it, because the universe works like a vacuum. It's a vacuum system, law of vacuum, look it up. You need to create a vacuum for something in order for it to come into your life. And if you look at physical space, you guys, if you want to attract a brand new car, but there's already a car in your garage, you know, where's that new car going to go? Or if you're attracting, you know, a partner into your life and your apartment is filled to the brim, there, all the cabinets are taken, the closet space is taken, there's stuff all over the bathroom. It's like, where is this partner going to come in? You know, like, where is he or she going to put all of their stuff? You got to create space for them. And the universe actually will create space for us. And oftentimes it's when you get really clear on what you want that most people actually will tend, it's like this effect, and I don't really have like a name for it except for the rearrangement and reorganization process, where you will make an investment in yourself and you'll get serious about attracting more money and really working on your money mindset, and the universe will actually start to take things out of your life. It'll actually start to remove some money, some older money or some older stagnant energy out of your life in order to give you exactly what it is that you want. And sometimes that comes in the form of an unexpected bill, or that'll come in the form of like something going wrong in your business and losing a lot of cash flow, or maybe it'll come with like you losing your job, right? Because you're not supposed to, the money that you desire and the lifestyle that you desire is not supposed to come from that avenue. It's not supposed to come from that job. And so the universe will take it away because it's like, hey, I have something so much better for you. And that's how we treated this launch. It's like we had some cash flow, some, you know, this financial goal kind of taken away from us in order to give us exactly what we want next time, because we want more painful students. And to see a rate of 90% was just amazing and so exciting. And it was just amazing that finally, when we got into integrity with what it is that we desired, the universe delivered. And that's the biggest mistake that I see with people who have a lot of financial problems. It's actually because they're out of integrity with their finances. There's money that they're owing people that they're not paying back. There's bills that they have that they're not keeping track of. There's like somewhere that they're in alignment and out of integrity with their finances or with themselves. And it's really hard to have a conversation with the universe when you're out of integrity. Like, there is no such thing as manifesting when you're out of integrity, because that's just sending out really negative vibration. And so it's no wonder that you get negative vibration back. And that's a lesson that I learned several years ago. And it's one of the lessons that I'm really passionate about teaching. But it's also one of the hardest lessons, is because people who are finding themselves in a shitty space, like, they don't want to be told that they're out of integrity, right? People who are struggling, like, they don't want to hear the truth, because the truth freaking hurts. It stings. It'll piss you off, but it will also set you free. Number three lesson that made this launch my absolute favorite is teamwork makes the dream work. This actually came out of stress. Like, I was really stressed out by Tuesday morning of the launch and last Tuesday. And I called my team forward. I was like, guys, can we have a meeting? Let's just brainstorm, because obviously we're doing something wrong, right? Focusing on the external, focusing on the things that we can't control. And so I was like, let's figure it out. Maybe there's a strategy that's missing. Maybe we got the wrong strategy. And we realized, like, hey, we're out of strategies. Like, it's not about strategy, it's about our mindset. And we really came together and we actually discovered so many of these lessons together. And meeting with my team every single day just reminded me how important it is to have a support system. And it's so important to have people who can coach you out of a negative headspace and a negative mindset, and just really help you see the bright side of things. And that's what my team really helped me with. And I am so just grateful for them and so proud of them. And we really came together. And so with this launch, what I'm doing is I'm actually going to take my team to Disneyland when we get back from Seattle after Thanksgiving. We're going to find a day and I'm going to treat them all to Disneyland so we can spend time together. And guys, like, if you're in business, like, hire the right people and pay them well. Hire the right people, pay them well. You know, when we were first giving our team a salary boost, you know, it was very uncomfortable for us, because it's like, oh my God, more money that we guarantee them. Oh my God, what if something happens? And it's like our fear mindset just really kicks in and just, of course, drives us crazy. But Brennan and I decided that we're not just going to have a team of contractors and a team that just has people coming and going, where we have to constantly stress out if someone decides to leave, or if someone decides that they're not happy working with us and they want to work for someone else, or someone who's working as a contractor for multiple businesses and therefore their focus is not on Manifestation Babe, their focus is on like their business or someone else's business. And so we decided that we're going to be the kind of company that employs people and we treat them like family. And that means giving them benefits, medical benefits, setting them up with a 401k, teaching them financial knowledge. And that's one of my goals, actually, is to teach my team how to invest their money. The same way that Brennan and I invest our money, the same knowledge and expertise that we have and that we're learning from people like the most brilliant minds that Tony Robbins invites to his financial trip that we're going to in February. My mission is to teach my team that, you know, I don't want Manifestation Babe to be their only security and their only income stream. I want them to have multiple income streams. I want to teach them how to real estate invest. Not that I know how to do it, but this is something I'm learning, right? This is like mine and Brennan's next step. When we start buying property, I want to teach my team what that's like. I want to teach my team how to invest, how to buy stocks, how to do this, how to do that. Provide them with a 401k. We currently provide like full benefits and a salary. And, you know, when you have a team that feels like family and they feel like you are their family, the loyalty that's developed and the happiness, like the happiness factor of the company, it just raises through the roof. And it's something that's so undervalued by so many other entrepreneurs, is that they're actually making their teammates unhappy out of their own selfish fear. They're just very selfishly fearful, like they're experiencing a lot of fear, and that fear is causing them to be selfish and not really share the profits or not really make their team happy or ask their team, like, what do you need to be happy? Is it benefits? Is it more money? Is it more praise? Is it more fun retreats that we get to go on? Is it more days off? Is it more travel? Like, what will actually make you happy? And be willing to invest in your team, because they are your family, guys. And if your teammates are unhappy, it's no surprise that you might attract unhappy customers or unhappy clients. Right? And the number one thing that I always hear about my team is, Catherine, your team is freaking incredible. Like, anyone who's ever emailed hello@manifestationbabe.com has talked to most likely Londa or Priya, and so far it's been nothing but great feedback. Number four, last lesson that was super important. This is actually what I've been teaching to my clients like for the last couple months, right? Is really detach from the outcome. And it's no surprise here, because everything is a manifestation process. If you want to manifest a successful launch, detach from the numbers, detach from the outcome, trade your expectations for appreciation. Very simple stuff. It works for everything. You want to attract a soulmate, detach from the outcome, really enjoy your life, really appreciate your life, appreciate yourself. And from that space, you will attract someone to appreciate you. Someone who actually adds to your life rather than just, you know, sucks you dry or isn't really your match. This goes for everything. And so, of course, it makes sense that in business, this would apply too. But expectations, you know, sometimes we set goals and we look at these goals as like the end all be all. And if we do not hit these goals, we create a story around what that means. Right? We can create a story of what it means to only hit 160 grand when you're going from $1 million. You can either go, holy crap, we made 160 grand in 7 days. This is so awesome. That means we helped 170 students. That means we're giving the course and the content and the knowledge of everything that's changed our lives, we're gifting it to someone else. Like, they're about to literally get so much more value in return than this course is even costs, because that's just like how much content and how much value I jam pack in my courses. You know, that's one story. You could get really excited about the possibilities and really excited about, holy shit, we made 170 grand. Or we can be like, oh my God, we suck, we fail, holy crap, you know, like this means that the product's not great, and oh my God, I don't even want to really like commit myself to this launch. Should I like refund everyone or just pretend it didn't happen? You know, like we can create that story. And for me, the lesson really is that the fastest way to manifest a $1 million launch is to help the max amount of students, obviously, but to also know that it is already done and to relax into it. Because a version of me who already hit a $1 million launch, she's not even thinking about hitting a $1 million launch. She's already hit it. So how does she feel? She feels gratitude. She's celebrating. She's appreciating. She's excited. She's stress-free. She's relaxed. She's feeling good. And that's the vibration that's going to attract a $1 million launch. The moment you are expecting something to happen, you put the universe in a chokehold. So anytime you hold expectations for another human being, or you have expectations for your business or expectations for your client, you're holding the universe in a chokehold. And so you are resisting all miracles from happening. What you must fall in love with, you guys, is the process. And it's all about how you feel about yourself in the process. And so if you have a similar business, like you have a launch kind of, not like a launch business, but a launch strategy set up in your business where you're relying on launches to generate income, and hopefully you're having fun with them, because launching a launch strategy isn't the only way to generate business or revenue in your online business. It's just one strategy, and I do it because it's really, really fun for me and my team, and we really enjoy it, and it's really nice to kind of have a boost in our business, get all the revenue that we need for the next couple months, and then go and travel and relax and think about other things and have meetings about other things and work on other projects and then come back and really work really hard and really commit ourselves and then relax again. So that's something that we really enjoy. And I've learned that launch goals do not make or break Manifestation Babe. Launch goals are not going to make or break me as a leader. They're not going to make or break our revenue. They're not going to make or break our business. Okay. It's all about how we feel about ourselves in the process. So it's all about me training my team to really just feel good about themselves, see that we're making progress, see that we are learning lessons, and we're actually having takeaways that will benefit and positively impact future launches. And that's really all that matters. It's about how you feel about how you feel about yourself in the process. If you feel really good and proud, that's all you need. As long as you're making progress, you'll be so much happier person. And setting goals, you guys, isn't something just for you to measure up to something, right? It's not just like this measure game of am I good enough or am I not good enough? It's really who you become in the process of achieving that goal. It's the journey. You know, I've learned so much about business. I've learned so much about psychology, human psychology. I've learned so much about leadership on this journey to hitting my $1 million launch goal, and I've not yet hit it, and that's okay. I know that it doesn't mean I'm some weak manifester, or I don't deserve it, I'm not worthy of it. It just means that I'm still getting into alignment with it. I am learning the lessons in order to shift myself to be an exact energetic match to it. And when I am an energetic match to it, I will attract it into my life easily and effortlessly. But the journey there is the process of who you become. So who I'm going to become by the time I get there is worth way more than the $1 million, right? The $1 million launch. It's way more about who I become in the process, who my team becomes in the process, and really who my students become in the process. And everyone who comes through our business, like who do they become? And it's not just like a measure of like, oh, today we're good enough. Oh, no, we're not good enough. Oh, yeah, now we're good enough. Oh, no, we're not good enough yet. So you really need to focus on that and just remind yourself that, again, as I always say with life purpose, you know, your life purpose isn't much about what you're doing. It's more about who you're being. And as long as you are becoming the best version of yourself and you're being the best version of yourself, you are living your life purpose. And so these are the lessons that I really took home from this launch. And I hope you've enjoyed this. And I hope you have seen, you know, ways that I take a failure, quote unquote failure, or a flop and turn it into something that massively positively impacts my life. And I really want to share this with you guys because it's so important that you go home tonight, what is it, Tuesday, you know, at some point this week, that you really sit down and ask yourself, like, what are some of my failures in life? What are some of my Things that didn't go right, or things that haven't yet manifested, or things that I've been really disappointed in myself about. What are those things? And write them down. And then underneath each one, write down, what did this teach me? And the moment you extract a lesson out of it, it loses all of its freaking power. Because then it's not just an event that happened to you, it becomes an event that happened for you. Okay. And I'm so curious. Please screenshot this episode if you're listening to me right now or after you're done with your homework. Come back, screenshot this, add it to your story, tag me, send me a message, send me an email, send me a comment, anywhere where you can reach me. I'm at Manifestation Babe on Instagram, on Facebook. You can feel free to post in my Facebook group. Just let me know what you thought of this episode, and also let me know how that exercise went. Like, how did it feel to know that every single failure in your life was actually just there to teach you a lesson? And let me know how fast that failure lost its power over you, because I'm super curious. It always works beautifully for me. And so I want to hear from you too. And that's it, you guys. My launch that completely flopped and ended up becoming my most favorite launch ever. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I love you so much. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. I'm on my way to the airport right now. Literally in 15 minutes, I gotta go. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your chosen family. Enjoy your pets. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are going, please stay safe. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep up with the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by searching at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.